This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. I was gone yesterday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
If you see me shooting it, I probably got it from them. I absolutely hate political correctness, and we saw some political correctness here locally in my state, in my home city of Columbia, South Carolina, when the city of Columbia decided to tell a gun manufacturer to take down a billboard, and they did it. Well, I went and got somebody who had a little national and worldwide exposure for one of their billboards, who's also in my capital city, and they are also a homegrown South Carolina product. Joining me now for the first time ever since I've been doing the show, which has been a while, is the chief marketing officer for Palmetto State Armory. His name is Adam Roanola. He is the Palmetto State Armory, for those of you that are not familiar with it, is a firearms retailer and manufacturer based out of Columbia, South Carolina. It's been around since 2008, relative newcomer, and they've become one of, I think, the third largest AR manufacturer in the United States. Adam, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so you, as the chief marketing officer of Palmetto State Armory, existing in Columbia, South Carolina, which is the most interesting place in the state to exist, for especially for a gun manufacturer. How often do you get approached by the city to take this down or take that down?
I tell you, it's a really interesting mix in Columbia. Obviously, it's the capital, so you have all the governmental influence here, as well as, like you do in Greenville, we have what is a little bit more of the liberalistic viewpoint of some of our citizens. Obviously, the South is known for being very adamant about their Second Amendment rights, but you still have that mix, especially as our country changes. And I think every day, whether it be a billboard or just a simple commercial advertising a firearm we have on sale, we get on a weekly basis emails, calls saying that our advertisement is offensive, and it's poorly timed. And to be honest with you, I've heard so many different reasons for why we should be ashamed of ourselves that I've lost count.
But you do not budge on that, do you? You leave everything up and in place.
You know, one of the things that I always tell, whether it be a customer, whether it be a complainer, or whether it be the media, is one of the things that makes this country so great is that everybody has the right to an opinion. Not only do they have the right to an opinion, but they have the right to voice that opinion. And that's given to us, obviously, by the First Amendment. And what's so beautiful about the First Amendment is that it's protected by the Second Amendment, which is exactly what we do on a daily basis, is help people provide access to the Second Amendment. So I feel like I would be a hypocrite if I took down anything because myself or somebody else thought they knew better than our forefathers, which helped found this great country.
Now, typically what they would try to do is say, we're going to launch a boycott. A boycott against you, or something like that. Now, in Columbia and in Greenville, how well does that work out when they threaten you with that?
I tell you what, you know, one of the things that I've found to be the truest form of media attention, you know, you've heard the whole thing, there's no such thing as bad press. I don't think it's 100% true, but I'll tell you, you know, I found that it's such a passionate, a hot button issue, like firearms and the right to bear arms, that if the one side voices their opinion, the other side is going to come out and voice theirs as well. For instance, we launched a Christmas campaign we do every year, and it's fun. It's something that we do not only to spread awareness of our products and our brand, but also to make people smile. We do one-liners that are Christmas-oriented. We did one with the revolver that had the five loaded casings. You're viewing it from the rear of the revolver, and it said five golden rings. We had another one that was a pistol with a suppressor on it, and it said Silent Night. We had a couple others, and this made national attention the last time we did it in the Christmas holiday season. And local media ran a story on it, and they tried to portray it in a negative light, saying that it was insensitive to what was going on. And what it ended up doing is it got picked up by national media across the country. It was the number one trending topic on Facebook worldwide for 47 hours. It trended over things like Kobe Bryant announcing his retirement, things that are, you know, popular icons of our society. This was a more interesting issue to people. And it was because somebody wanted to make a big deal about it negatively, and so many other people stood up for it and said, you know what? I may not even own a gun, but I believe in people's right to free speech, and I believe in people's right to own a firearm. So what somebody meant in a negative way, because we stuck to our guns, so to speak, and stood our ground, it turned into something that was a huge blessing for us, turned into a ton of publicity for us. And to be honest with you, I felt like we built a little bit more of a clientele base, because people respected the fact that we didn't cower to what was at the time seemed to be peer pressure.
Let me ask you a question. I had six billboards in Columbia at one time. I know how much they cost. When they come to you and say, this is offensive, pull it down, do they give you any sort of financial are you going to get any financial recompense from this? Are you going, or do you have to come out with a less offensive picture? We'll do that for, or, I mean, how would that work? You just got to pull it down and lose the money?
You know, it's interesting that you say that. So I can only speak for our personal experience. When I negotiate these contracts, I deal with businesses and I tell them, I say, I by no means am going to pull this down. I need you to understand that now. Are you okay with running this? And, you know, traditionally they say, absolutely, you know, they're trying to get that sale. And then the heat comes and I get that phone call and I say, no, you remember what we talked about. And, you know, we've had the case, well, look, we'll refund your money. We'll only charge you for where you ran up to this point. Hey, let's create some new creative and get it up tomorrow, no charge, and we'll extend the run of it. And I simply tell them, no, that's not what we're interested in. We delivered a message that we all agreed upon. We're not out here to offend anybody or to upset anybody's practicalities. What we're out here to do is deliver a message in a way that gets people's attention. And obviously we're doing that because people are talking about it. And, you know, for FN, obviously, I know that's a big thing. We have a great relationship with FN. They're right down the road from us here in Columbia, South Carolina. We use their barrels and a lot of our rifles. They're a great company. I cannot speak for them, but I tell you, if I was in that situation, I would be up in arms beyond what is just saying, hey, we don't agree with this. I would be making them tear it down over my dead body, essentially, because there's no way.
Let me get you to hang on. We're coming up on a break. Pamina State Armory, what's the URL for the people that might want to check them out? We'll find that out when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
time is life's situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lockamode. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. For those of you that have never been in the Palmetto State and never been in a Palmetto State armory, that's a little bit like going into a grocery store for guns. And I mean a grocery store, because there you can find Oakley gloves, and you can find Raven concealment holsters, and you can find Blue Force Gear tactical nylon. And Vert X. I can't remember. So many things. It's literally mind-boggling what you find in there. Joining me again from Palmetto State Armory is Adam Roanola, the Chief Marketing Officer. We're talking about his, what turns out to be politically incorrect job that he maintains there at Palmetto State Armory. You, I dare say that you guys have weathered the storms that you faced. And there's been more than one since 2008. I mean, quite a few since 2008. Yeah. During the 2013 panic, when nobody had ARs, you guys had ARs.
Yes, sir.
I know, because I had to come down there and buy one. Had to come down there and buy one of those. So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously the leadership and the ownership, and it's more than one guy at Palmetto State Armory, but they have given you they've sort of unleashed you and told you just to go out there and do what you got to do to make it happen, right?
Yes, sir. It's one of those things where you kind of let the big dumb dog go, and you got to apologize for him when you have to, but most of the time he's got the best intentions at heart. And I guess I'm the big dumb dog, so...
Well, I wouldn't necessarily see. Actually, they're letting you do what you do. For me, is very refreshing, because I kind of think that the billboard that they pulled down, it was on I-26 headed towards the airport or something.
Yeah, they had a couple, and then they had the FN one was also in the airport, which
right.
is what they said was offensive. And, you know, looking at it from trying to be as objective as possible. And, I've always been very firearms-oriented as a person, but I've only been in the industry for about 4 years. I came from outside of the industry. And looking at it from what I think is a pretty objective standpoint, I see nothing offensive about it. It's not even that edgy. It was a SCAR, a couple of their pistols, and I think a standard M4, and all it had was their logo, and it said, "Yes, we carry." And it was talking about the fact that they have a little pro shop that you can actually come buy some of the stuff direct from them. That was it. It said, "Yes, we carry," and it had four or five firearms on it. And that one was considered offensive.
Well, now, was that an ad for their pro shop that they've opened up down there? Or?
It was. It is. It was an ad for their pro shop. And to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know if you know, right now we have a national billboard campaign that's actually just wrapping up now. I put it in the 25 largest cities in the United States. I have it in New York City, right there on the bridge in Queens Boulevard. I have it in Philadelphia. I have it in Los Angeles, Miami, Houston, Dallas, Cincinnati. I mean, everywhere you can think of, Kansas City. And it's five individuals of five different walks of life, which now, ironically, is even more important to kind of express as the culture has changed as of late. It's an African-American police officer. It is a Hispanic businessman. It is an Asian-American doctor. It is a white female U.S. soldier and an elderly Jewish African-American female. And they're all holding different Palmetto State Armory firearms, everything from our 1911 to our AR-10 to our AK and so on and so forth, all customized personally to what they enjoy. And it simply has an American flag background, our logo, and it says, "Good guys own guns too." And that was something that we wanted to put up there. Obviously, it's not a call to action to buy anything. It was a message. We wanted to put our money where our mouth was. And we put it all over. And we got people that told us we were out of line and that we were trying to stir the pot. And you know what? If bringing to attention the fact that the Second Amendment is there to protect the rights of the good people, and without the good guys owning guns, the bad guys are still going to own them. If that's called stirring the pot, then call me the spoon, and I'll gladly be it every day of the week, you know?
Sort of Nostradamian of you to go ahead and put that one out there prior to... I did not know that was up.
I have yes, seen sir. The Silent Night one, and I've always, every time I've driven past it, I've just thought about, you know, the upstate Columbia. There's as they said in the chat room, they're saying that we're getting a bunch of hipsters and libtards moving down here. So they see that, they're like, whoa, how offensive is that? And I'm just laughing. I'm glad you guys act that way.
Well, they haven't seen nothing yet, so we'll do another branch of them this Christmas holiday season, and let's just say you got to do something to beat the year before. So we got 5 more coming out this year. Oh. We got about 175 billboards already purchased in the state of South Carolina, and we're working with some of our dealers across the country. We've got about 40 dealers in about 19 states already that we're going and putting them up in their cities as well. So we're pretty excited to say that we're not backing down.
Outstanding. How would people find Palmetto State Armory online if they were looking for that?
www.palmettostatearmory.com. We've got a website where obviously we advertise all over on ARFCOM, on ArmsList, our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. But obviously just going to the website, www.palmettostatearmory.com. We've got deals every day. There are daily deals that we're in this for. And just we value everybody. We want to be that blue-collar man's gun store. We really do.
Also, if you come to Greenville, South Carolina, they're on Woodruff Road, which everything seems to be on Woodruff Road now. And I always pronounce this wrong. Is it Fernandina?
Fernandina Road in Columbia, South Carolina. We also have one off of Faro Road in Columbia. We have one in Ridgeland, South Carolina, that serves the Hilton Head, Savannah, Buford area. And we have one currently in Mount Pleasant in the Charleston area. And we're opening our 6th store in Somerville, South Carolina, which will be our new flagship store, which will be about 45,000 square feet in total of all your firearms and outdoor goodies that you could possibly think. You think it was a grocery store before, now we've got the Walmart.
Well, of course. And when I'm talking about a grocery store, for those that don't quite understand, I'm talking a lot of square footage. They've got indoor ranges that are rated for rifle and handguns, concealed carry permit classes. I mean, they have the full suite of everything you could possibly have. I know you got to go, so we will talk again.
Well, sir, thank you so much for having me. It really is a pleasure, and thank you for fighting the good fight.
Roger that. I'll be in touch. You stay safe. Go check them out, Palmetto State Armory. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Unlike 99% of the American population, I have been in the military. I have trained with and dealt with various things, at ranges, on training grounds, and other places. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I am an expert on tactics. At best, I am a journeyman soul snatcher at the very best. But it doesn't take a tactical Jesus, you know, to come away with some simple tactical lessons from the attack in Dallas. One thing we learned, and I mean, watching the video of that one police officer that was behind the column, movement is important. It is life, and being aggressive means you win. This is one guy who was able to make multiple experienced law enforcement officers on the scene think they were under a coordinated assault by a fire team. They were not used to the simple ingrained tactic of firing from a position, then changing positions. And that goes both ways, by the way. If you're a member of a team attempting to stop an attacker, you need to keep at the forefront of your mind that where the shots come from is in the past. Those rounds are gone now. There's nothing to say that your opponent isn't gone as well and is maneuvering to attack you from somewhere else. Teamwork is very, very vital. It's a key component. And in lots of video from Dallas, if you look at it, one thing that you would note that it was extremely rare for the military. I never saw this in the military. I never saw single individuals, single officers were running in different directions alone. Cops have to work alone all the time, and I hate that part of it. Even for a highway patrol officer, I prefer that they were in pairs. And you know why they're not? Because of money. Because of money. That's an outrage for another day. Part of that is safety and accountability, but it's also a mindset, and that's one I'd like to see ingrained further, this whole paired concept. Communication, keeping your weapon charged as in loaded, and firing from cover. Cover is not where you go to hide and wait. That's not what you do when you get to cover. While you're doing those things, your opponent is maneuvering and firing and killing you. So never get married to your cover. It's more like you're dating during spring break. Get what you need and get moving. When you find some good cover, back off of the cover. Keep that direct line between you and bad guy, keep that up and running, but back off of it. Move from the side of the structure and push back as far as you can and still be covered by it. There's a lot of reasons for that. With hard cover, if you're dealing with something like an RPG and it hits the cover, well, the RPG is going to get spent, but you're still going to have spall and ricochets and rounds striking the cover, and that can destroy your hands or your weapon or your face, depending on how far you're pushed forward into it. Pressing against cover makes you far less mobile, and in that one video we saw that it was an outstanding example and a horrible thing to watch. Doing so greatly reduces your field of view when you're pushed up close on it. If the officer that was shot behind the pillar had been pushed back from the pillar, he would have seen the attacker closing in on him on his 10 o'clock position, and he would have been able to deal with him, or at least take a shot at him. And that's a big training mistake, getting up on your cover and just hugging it. If that happens to you, you find yourself pressing up against the barricade, drill yourself out of it. Consciously push away from it. It's a training mistake that can get you killed. The saddest part of this is one of the big takeaways is that standard police tactics have a very limited effectiveness. And this is certainly true against an aggressor who does not intend to escape or live, and whose goal is to only inflict the maximum amount of damage possible. In 1984, the standard way of clearing a room was sort of like a SWAT team clears a room. By 2010, after a decade of fighting in what is referred to as the sandbox, those tactics transformed. In the beginning, everybody used to stack up on the door and all flooded in like sand. Well, they changed that a little bit, apparently. I haven't been in a long time to see this, but apparently they like to peel the door back with some explosives. And they use the minimum number of people necessary inside the structure. And that has turned out to be far, far more destructive during entry and clearing. And I get that. I get that. I understand how that would work. You have to do this, too. When you have somebody in some place, you have to deny them their time to plan and to dig in and to get reinforcements. And you also have to deny them what they're really looking for, which is a bunch of targets. The result from that change of those tactics was that house-borne IEDs went from common to rare, and the number of civilian non-combatants caught in the crossfire actually went down. The problem with this is that those kinds of tactics may not be allowed here in these United States. Right now, you have a lot of media decrying what I thought was actually some pretty imaginative use of C4 and detcord. against a single attacker in a closed space. This guy, and nobody could get a line on him without exposing themselves to him. So this police chief, without calling the mayor, without calling Mr. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama or anybody else, he and his officers came up with this very imaginative idea about how to end this guy, and they rolled it in there and killed him. That's all they had. Now, it would have been, as far as I'm concerned, if they had one, if they wanted to set up a M2 and start sweeping that enclosed area with coordinated fire, just because it would eventually punch through, and then they would have gotten him that way. But just the mere sight of that would have caused all of the hipsters in Dallas to just start crying and, you know, possibly urinating in their pants to see that. The M2, the big Ma Deuce 50 caliber machine gun, that would have been perfectly acceptable to me. But there are people out there that say, oh, Bill, the militarization of the police, we cannot have that. Well, I don't. How many of them do you want to, how many police officers do you want to see die? Do we want to train them and give them a chance to fight back, or do we want to see them die wholesale? I got no problem with them being kitted up. No problem. European police understand this, too. We're going to talk about them when we get back. They have admitted now that banning guns has not worked and that terrorists have them outgunned. I wonder if anybody told me that first. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, police in Europe are saying now that gun banning has failed them. Terrorists managed to get a hold of high-powered, fully automatic weapons on the black market, in spite of the fact that these are virtually impossible to get through legal means in most European nations. The other problem is that many of those law enforcement agencies are armed with little or nothing, and they find out quickly that criminals do not obey gun laws. They simply buy illegal guns, illegal arms from a robust black market. In Europe, it's just about as easy to get weapons on the black market as it is to walk into a gun store in the United States. And in many cases, the prices you pay on the black market are considerably less expensive than in nations where the same arms can be purchased through legal avenues. Europol Chief of Staff Brian Dunnell recently said that there are two large seizures of firearms, mostly assault weapons, in the past 2 weeks alone. None of these were stolen from the gun stores or the homes of law-abiding citizens. And yet, in spite of the laws against them, it's been relatively easy to get your hands on pretty much anything you want, even easier than in the United States for many select fire fully automatic weapons. Sort of seems that the more guns have been banned by the governments of Europe, the more robust the black market has grown and the more available the weapons have become to those who are willing to break the law. Which, by the way, I'm sure there's otherwise law-abiding citizens there that buy them as well. Time magazine reports that terrorists in Europe have been able to arm themselves with weapons that typically cost $20,000 or more in the United States to acquire legally. But on the European black market, those weapons were fetched for what would be under $1,000 U.S. When the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo's headquarters was attacked on January 7th of last year, no one around the terrorists was armed. Just thinking about that makes me sick. The two terrorists were armed with Kalashnikov rifles and could easily outgun the police officers who tried to apprehend them with pistols. But both the citizens and the police officers weren't armed. Remember when we saw the video of the guy running up on the cop who was disarmed and he shot him in the head? Remember that? That was when we were hearing how militarily adept they were at fire maneuver. And, of course, that was not right. I mean, everybody seems adept when you're firing at people that can't shoot back. They also had illegal grenade launchers and Czech Scorpion machine guns. The AFP reported that one of them, almost all these weapons were purchased on the Belgium black market. Time reports finding a new assault weapon on the streets of Europe only takes a couple of hours in most nations, where all of these are illegal. Do you think that banning guns actually keeps them out of the hands of criminals, or does it just create a more robust black market? Think about that. Think about what would happen tomorrow if all guns were banned. Think about what would happen tomorrow here in these United States. Shifting slightly to the Democrats, they were put in their draft party platform. They've been putting it together, and, you know, there's been hugs and everything, you know. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been hugging Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders has sold out all of his followers who are completely, I mean, that was the biggest strategic blunder I've ever seen in politics. But he has endorsed Hillary Clinton. So they have a 2016 plank, which marks a significant shift in the party's approach on the issue to their platform. How does the lip service paid to the Second Amendment contained in the last several party platforms, the 2016 version, is a forthright list of restrictive policies and an inflammatory tone common to the Democratic Party platforms of the 1990s. Their platform reads, gun violence prevention. With 33,000 Americans dying every year, Democrats believe that we must finally take sensible action to address gun violence. While gun ownership is part of the fabric of many communities, too many families in America have suffered from gun violence. When they say that, that means, so those other families that have guns, tough tacos. They say we can respect the rights of responsible gun owners while keeping our communities safe. We will expand background checks and close dangerous loopholes in our current laws, hold irresponsible dealers and manufacturers accountable, keep weapons of war, such as assault weapons, off our streets, and ensure that the guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists, domestic abusers, other violent criminals, and those with severe mental health issues. That would be every one of us. We would all be labeled a terrorist, a domestic abuser, other violent criminal, or we would all be listed as having severe mental health issues. Notice that the plank does not mention the Second Amendment or recognize the fact that it protects an individual right to keep and bear arms. In 2012, their platform read, we recognize that the individual right to bear arms is an important part of the American tradition, and we will preserve American's Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. 2008, Democratic Party platform. We recognize that the right to bear arms is an important, I think they just copied and pasted it. 2004, we will protect American's Second Amendment right to own firearms. The 1992, 96, and 2000 party platforms made no mention of the Second Amendment, and that's because they had an assault weapon ban in play. They had gotten what they wanted. They thought, you know, up to that point, everything was going good. We had Bill Clinton, and coming up next, we were going to have Al Gore, and everything was going to be fine. But George W. Bush beat Al Gore. Then there was a concerted effort by Democrats, because they perceived this to be because of gun control, to moderate, or at least give the appearance of moderating, their prevailing party position on gun control in order to better reflect the American electorate's respect for gun rights, which is what they should have been doing, but they should have not been attacking it, you know? 2002, the Washington Post reported on a Democratic Senate caucus retreat at which several senators suggested moving away from gun control. According to the site, this prompted freshman Senator Pantsuit Clinton to urge her colleagues to keep their positions but change our language to be less inflammatory to swing voters. That, when they get out there and start talking about changing their language to be less inflammatory, that is code for lie to them. Lie to them. So, on several occasions, Pantsuit is called the landmark Heller decision, which I don't think is that much of a landmark. It had a lot of doors left open on it. But she has said, out in the open, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I'm going to make that case every chance I get. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said that she would be an active part of pulling that back. And she hung out with Scalia. Ginsburg and Scalia, they were like pals. So, This 2016 draft gun control plank is positively retrograde. But Pantsuit has repeatedly made it clear that she not only supports severe gun control efforts, but also rejects Heller decision, the McDonald decision. She doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. She's gotten out there and said, well, if the Second Amendment does do this, well, yeah, I think that's sort of already been decided, but hey. She wants to, and that's interesting because Big Paulie's saying, look out for Commifornia, California with a K. Because they do that. They ignore illegals and schools and roads and pollution, and they pass gun control in a New York minute. They're always looking like they're doing something, but they're not doing anything. They're driving business out of California. Whenever Gavin Newsom, who wants to be the next governor, whenever he goes to visit some California businesses, in order to see the principals, he has to go to Texas or Nevada or Arizona. He has to make it like a tour of the West Coast, you know, away from the West Coast, because they've all left California. So they're consuming themselves. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. We're going to talk about some self-defense gun stories, because that's good stuff, and it happens every day. No matter what the political agenda is, that's happening every day, and we should acknowledge that. We'll be right back.
Square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.